So the final principles in this little experience are pono. Harmony is a measure of truth, which you touched on already today. Harmony is a measure of truth. When you're in harmony, you know you're in harmony. When you're in harmony with life, the magic's working for you, with you, all around you. You know it, the way you feel, the way you look, the way you smile, the way you taste. You experience it in the outside world, in your relationships, and through the way synchronicities come together and miracles become a natural occurrence. You live in natural magic, in a state of wonder. That's when you experience the fruits of Pono. And then the last principle of Huna is aloha. Aloha, which basically means sharing the breath of life, the love of life in the breath, in the holy breath. It's an extremely spiritual precept. It's the consequence of doing all the other ones, where you're breathing that love because you're aware of that love. You're in relationship with that love, the love that you are, through that focal point and your whole feeling orientation of your DNA, of your cellular structure, of your feeling body, of your emotional being. And as you orient in that way through the breath, through a connection with the breath, you're breathing through your heart, filling your heart, yourself, your being with this, the love of God, the presence of God. You allow that to flow out into the world through aloha, and that is giving, and it's forgiving, and it is the foundation and root of compassion and sensitivity and higher states of being. So aloha is very much breathing consciously, all of that. And that runs us into our ninth principle, which is forgiveness. Forgive everyone and forgive everything. Just let it all go. It's going to go anyway one day, so you might as well do it now. It's just what the doctor ordered. It's why we've rigged everything up like we did. It's why we've dreamed the dream. We have to forgive everyone. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive it all. And if we don't get out the little prison that we're in. And if we don't get out the little prison that we're in, it doesn't feel very nice. And if it doesn't feel very nice, we don't get to experience aliveness, the gift of life, in the way it was meant to be, in the way it was given to us. The great Creator gave it to us in a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way. And feeling wonderful, wonder-filled, living in a state of awe and gratitude and praise and love, moving in compassion, moving in grace. If we're not experiencing that, then we're not experiencing our true states of aliveness. We're not accessing the 98% of the junk DNA. We're just confining ourselves through our own choices. Through our own choices, we're confining ourselves to a less than best ever existence. And the best ever existence is always available there in the last millisecond of your choosing. It's always there for you, and its promise is so powerful, so almighty, so completely nullifying of all other imagined effects, that any time, any moment, any place, anywhere, you can consciously choose to orient yourself towards that within, with an attitude of compassion towards yourself. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are forgiven. You are so deeply loved. And there's so much gratitude, so much gratitude, so much gratitude in heaven from the angels of your own being and brothers and sisters of your own soul, of your own tribe, as you move into that, embracing the fullness of your own being, then you embrace the fullness of God. And that is mighty good news for you and everything and everyone. And remember, if you don't like the word God, you can use the word life, and you can have a very, 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 very similar experience, I'm sure. So we wish you all you well in your searchings and seekings and acceptance. And remember, it's all about surrender. The only thing that really, really needs to be done is a genuine act of surrender from the integrity of the depth of our own being. Go in, go in. Go in softly, tread softly in the wilderness of your own being. Discover new adventures within all the time. Discover new beauty. Discover yourselves. Discover the wonder of yourself through deep relaxation, through acceptation, through gratitude, through surrender in love to the divine light within you that fuels everything, that gives you everything, that makes everything better and right, and helps you understand why things have been just the way they've been, and how letting go of that through forgiveness is the way we designed it all. It's the impossible thing for us to do. I mean, it's the only thing that really satisfies us, achieving the impossible over and over and over and over and over. So now you know how to do it. Enjoy yourselves.